This is Ted Kennedy giving credit where it's due to the Bush administration for acting quickly to ensure a supply of the drug AZT to people with AIDS. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, your right-wing friends tried to kick AIDS patients when they were down the other day by blocking the federal program that funds the expensive life-saving drug AZT for those who can't afford it. The program has been periodically extended over the past 2 years. The latest extension was needed by the end of March, but this time a handful of Republican senators prevented Congress from acting. Faced with a gap that would cut off AZT for thousands of needy patients, the Bush administration found a way to avoid the interruption and extended the program by taking quick action on their own. The right wing is grumbling about what happened, Al, and about using federal funds at all for AZT. Join me in telling them to back off and give the administration credit for a timely and generous humanitarian act.
My guys kicking AIDS patients while they're down, Ted, isn't that a bit harsh, even hysterical? Of course I'll be joining you in commending the administration for extending the federal AZT subsidy program for low-income AIDS victims. His swift humanitarian response to this life-and-death crisis truly demonstrates the president's compassion. But let's back up a sec, Ted. Take a closer look. The extension you mentioned was a bill you trotted on up to the Senate floor without giving the rest of your colleagues a chance to even take a look at it. My right-wing friends are a little tired of these little fast ones you pull. They jerked your chain. Credit bipartisanship, Ted. The letter that you and Republican Senator Hatch sent to HHS Secretary Sullivan, with 13 co-signers from both sides of the aisle, that received a great response. Funny how that works, isn't it, Ted? We must always come at that long-term health problem with vision and bipartisan vigor. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.